Heavenly Father heard my prayer. We were still living in our home country, Argentina, when my husband and I started our family. We were returned missionaries and knew it was a blessing to be married in the Lord's temple. We were excited to walk the path back to Heavenly Father together. We knew that the plan of salvation included trials, but we trusted that we would be able to overcome anything through faith and prayer. But we did not expect adversity to come upon us without stopping. Trial after trial seemed to rain down upon us. One afternoon, I was alone, feeling very sad and crying inconsolably because of our trials. I didn't know what to do. Every time I tried to stop crying, I only felt more depressed and anguished. I then thought about the many men and women who shared with me how valuable prayer had been for them during difficult moments. I had a testimony of prayer, but my mind and spirit were so tormented that I thought I wouldn't be able to find the words to say. In tears, I knelt by my bed, and with all of my heart, I asked Heavenly Father for comfort and peace. I didn't ask for a solution or even for the trial to disappear. I just asked for peace. While I was praying, I heard a knock on my front door. I opened it, with tears still in my eyes, and saw a sister from Relief Society. She told me she was working in the area and had stopped by on her motorcycle. All I could do was hug her. She said, "I don't know why, but I felt I needed to stop by and see you." We sat at my kitchen table, and she helped me calm down. After talking with her for a few minutes, I finally started to feel that I wasn't alone and that Heavenly Father had heard my prayer. It is a blessing to be able to talk to my Heavenly Father through prayer. He listened to me in my hour of need and sent one of his children to help me. I'm grateful this sister heard the inspiration of the Spirit and followed it. Raquel E. Pedraza, De Brosio, Utah, USA. End of the article. Heavenly Father Heard My Prayer. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.